啊，主裏邊平安啊。
Peace be to you in the Lord。
啊，今日同弟兄姊妹交通一個題目。
This morning I would like to share a topic with brothers and sisters。
凡有耳嘅就應當聽。
He that has ears to hear, let him hear。
啊，好似冇乜啊問好咁嚇，因為啊兩個月前講過噶啦。
Two months ago we spoke on this topic。
冇乜問好咧，可能唔記得曬。
Maybe we don't have much response. Why are we sharing this again?
好，我哋開始前我哋有個禱告嚇。
Let's pray. Begin with a prayer.
主，我哋眾人奉你嘅名喺你面前嚟到聚集。
Dear Lord, all of us in your name we gather.
要嚟到聆聽主向我哋嘅説話。
Want to come and hear your voice, your speech.
我哋講嘅、聽嘅，一同到主嘅面前。
Those who speak, those who hear, we all come before you.
求主開我哋嘅耳朵，俾我哋聽見主嘅聲音。
Lord, may you open up our ears so we may hear your voice.
開我哋眼睛，叫我哋能夠看見並且明白。
Open our eyes that we may see and understand.
我嘅父樂意將佢嘅兒子啟示喺我哋眾人心嘅裏面。
Our Father, it pleasing to you to reveal your Son unto us.
叫我哋喺主嘅面前，主我哋嚟到謙卑。
So that we may be humble before you.
主我哋同喺你面前嚟到執物水。
So we may be able to glean before you.
主你就安著，主啊，你只恩典多多嘅嚟到賜過俾我哋。
And according to your grace, you fill us abundantly.
我哋將早晨嘅聚會仰望我哋主，我哋神。
We want to commit this morning time unto you, our God.
禱告奉主耶穌基督嘅名。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
Amen. 好，我哋首先嚟到讀幾處嘅聖經。
Let's read a few places of the scriptures.
大家仲記得上次我哋係講一個比喻嚇。
I remember last time we have shared unto this parable.
是撒種的比喻，是吧？
It's the parable of the sower.
那個比喻太很長了，盼望大家還記得，我們不再去讀了。
It was quite lengthy, so we will not repeat it.
馬可福音四章十三節。
We will go to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verse
13. 十三
節。
又对他们说：你们不明白这比喻么？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？
And he said to them, Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables?
20节。
Verse 20.
那撒在好地上的，就是人听到又领受，并且结实。
But these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word.Accept it and bear fruit.
馬可福音第四章嘅我繼續落去啊。
Continue on.
第二十三到二十五節。
Verse 23 through 25.
有耳可聽嘅就應當聽。又說你們所聽嘅要留心，你們用什麼良器？量給人也必用什麼量器量給你們，並且要多給你們，因為有的還要給他，沒有的連他所有的也要奪去。
If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Then he said to them, Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. For whoever has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him.
馬太福音第十三章。
Go back to Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13.
十九節。
Verse 19.
馬太福音十三章十九節。凡聽見天國道理不明白的，留心明白兩個字。那恶者就来把所杀在他心里的夺去了。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 19. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, pay attention to the word does not understand. Then the wicked one comes and snatches it away. What was sown in his heart? This is he who receives seed by the wayside.
第23节,
Verse 23.
撒在好土地上的, 就是人听道, 明白了, 后来结实。
But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it.
我们再看马太福音第15章。
Let's go to Gospel of Matthew chapter 15.
第10节。
Verse 10.
耶稣就叫了众人来, 对他们说, 你们要听, 也要明白。
When he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, Hear and understand.
第16节,
Verse 16.
耶稣说, 你们到如今还不明白吗?
So Jesus said, Are you also still without understanding?
我们再来看马可福音第7章, 我们回来看马可福音第7章。
Go back to the Gospel of Mark chapter 7.
第14节,
Verse 14.
这个同头先是一样,
this is similar to what we had before.
耶稣又叫众人来, 对他们说, 你们都要听我的话, 也要明白。
When he had called all the multitude to himself, he said to them, Hear me, everyone, and understand.
然后第18节,
Verse 18.
耶稣对他们说, 你们也是这样不明白吗?
And he said to them, Are you thus without understanding also?
马可福音8章18节,
Chapter 8, verse 18.
你们还不醒悟, 还不明白吗? 你们的心还是愚顽吗?
Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember?
你们有眼睛看不见吗? 有耳朵听不见吗? 也不记得吗?
Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear?
最后看一节圣经在路加福音,
and last
11章28节,
the Gospel of Luke chapter 11 verse 28.
耶稣说, 路加福音11章28节,
Gospel of Luke chapter 11 verse 28.
耶稣说, 是, 却还不如听神之道而遵守的人有福了。
But he said, more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
如果大家记得, 上次, 讲到撒种的比喻,
If you remember from last time when we share about the parables of the sower,
主耶稣讲到这个听呢, 不是单单用这个外边的耳朵来听的。
When the Lord speaks of this matter of hearing, it is not about the outward physical hearing.
主是要求我们的听呢是要明白。
The Lord requires us to understand.
这个明白呢是从启示而来的。
And this understanding comes from revelation.
亦都是同人嘅态度有关系嘅。
And this understanding standings come from the attitude of the person who hears.
明白咗之后呢, 仲要结实。
After such person understands, then it had to take root.
喺圣经里边佢就用唔同嘅字眼。
In the word, it gives us different descriptions.
你哋话唔醒悟唔记得咩? Remember.
Have you not remember?
你们有没有收到呢? 有没有receive到呢?
Have you received it?
你们要遵守, 还不如遵守, keep, 遵守, 的有福了, 就是活出来。
Have you kept it, obeyed it, lifted out?
所以主耶稣讲的这个听呢, 是一连串的。
So when the Lord referred to this hearing, it had many compound meaning to follow.
所有在福音书里面的比喻,
In all the parables in the gospel books,
都是最少有两重的意思。
There are at least a minimum double meaning.
表面的意思,
there is a meaning outwardly.
並且有去隱藏下邊深一層嘅意思，係要我哋去挖掘出嚟嘅。
There is also a hidden meaning beneath, which requires us to dig it out.
撒種嘅比喻點解咁重要咧
？Why is the parable of the sower so important？
因為佢係喺三處福音書裏邊用咗好詳細篇幅嚟到講，並且主親自用好詳細篇幅嚟到解釋。
Because it was recorded, not only recorded in three places of the gospel books, however, the Lord also expanded, mentioned it, and also expanded in very details.
你哋如果唔明白呢個比喻咧，你又點樣能夠明白其他一切嘅比喻咧
？You don't understand this particular parable. How are you able to understand all the other parables?
所以我哋就知道咧，呢一個嘅比喻咧，喺眾多嘅比喻裏邊咧。是很特別的
So that we see this particular parable is very unique.
當我們明白了這個比喻的時候
When we are able to understand this one
它是給我們一支鎖匙
As if it will give us a key
這個鎖匙能夠叫我們去開啟其他所有的比喻
With such a key, we are able to open and understand the other parables.
是吧？他说，如果不明白这个比喻，你怎么能够明白其他一切的比喻呢？意思就是你明白了这个比喻，你就能够可以明白其他一切的比喻。
With the understanding of this parable, you then, therefore, understand the other parables.
所以呢，我就知道撒种的比喻呢，起码它有三重的意思。
So we know this parable sower had three layers of meaning.
它有它表面的意思。
The outward,
比喻本身深一层的意思
，and there is a hidden deeper meaning
并且咧呢、这个比喻另外佢亦都系去开启其他比喻嘅一支嘅锁匙。
In addition, it also is a key to open up all the other parables.
这个咧就大概上次讲到最尾就系咁样。
So this is where we kept our sharing last time.
咁其实我都讲完咗啦。
Well, I had finished.
所以上一個月咧，我冇交通呢個題目。
So therefore, last month I did not continue to share about this.
後尾再去思想嘅時候，主又俾一啲話我。
Later I considered some more. The Lord gave me more words.
主既然話呢啲鎖匙可以開啟其他嘅比喻，咁就試下去開啟嚇。
Well, the Lord did say that with this key, you go and open up the other parables. Then I tried.
不知道大家聽了之後上次拿了一條鎖匙有沒有試下去開一下看看開不開到
I don't know, we have obtained that last key last time I don't know we have attempted to use that key open our parables
在撒種的比喻的裡面呢講到你聽了之後你要明白如果你不明白呢會有什麼結果仇敵會來什麼奪去偷了去
Yeah, in this parable of sower it isVery important that we hear, not only hear, but understand. If not, then the enemy will come and snatches it away.
有些人以为他明白，但是呢，他什么？明白错了。
Some things that they understand, but they actually misunderstood it.
当他们明白错了的时候呢，当有难处来到的时候呢，他们呢，好就长地上，就长出呢荆棘出来了。有难处逼他的时候呢，他就离开了，不再长了。
With such misunderstanding, when the difficulties come, then all the thistles will come.
唯有那些能够持守的、忍耐到底的，就能够结出、子粒出来。这些就是那些 remember, 他醒悟，他又接受 receive, 他又 keep 持守活出来的，这些就能够结出果子。
And those who keep it with patience, and those are the one that receives and keeps it.And endure to go forward.
这个就是刚才第一首诗歌的故事。
So this was captured in the story of the first hymn that we sang.
一粒麦子不跌在地上边死了，仍然是一粒。
Unless a grain of wheat died and buried onto the ground, it remains one.
唯有死了就能够结出好多麦子出来。
If it died, it will bear much fruit.
这个是我们主耶稣的故事。
This is a story of our Lord Jesus.
我哋主点样经过十字架
？How our Lord Jesus went through the cross.
亦都系我哋嘅故事。
This is also our story.
亦都系我哋所要走嘅道路。
This is also the pathway we should take.
我哋必须走十字架道路，好似我主一样。
We should take this pathway of the cross to see our Lord.
然之后先能够长出好多麦子出嚟，结啊三十倍、六十倍、一百倍。
And many fruit bring forth 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold.
点样能够明白呢？
And how shall we understand?
啊，记得吗？啊，所罗门来到神面前，来到求一个智慧的心。
Solomon came to God and asked for this heart of wisdom.
啊，圣经话俾我哋听，这个系个明白的心 ，heart of understanding.
And this is the scripture tells this is a heart of understanding.
啊，佢话俾佢到神面前话，求你俾我一个智慧的心，一个 heart of understanding.
He came to God before and asked him, please grant me this heart of understanding.
啊，因为佢喺嗰度冇求。为自己求长寿求富贵
because he did not ask for himself longevity and prosperity
因为佢唔系为佢系按着新约嚟讲就系佢先求神嘅国同埋神嘅义然后这一切都加给你了
this is the principle of a new testament seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things will be added to you
啊我哋中间如果有缺少智慧嘅可以到啊这个口赐予众人都不斥责任嘅神主就必赐给他
And if any of us among us lack wisdom, we come to this Lord God who abundantly willing to give to us. He will not rebuke us and he will grant it to us.
啊，记得喺啊以马五斯路上之后，啊主喺聚会当中向啊门徒嚟显现。
After the recall after the pathway of Emmaus, that the Lord came to the disciples, appeared to them.
啊，就开佢哋嘅心。叫佢哋能够明白圣经。
Let the Lord open their hearts and review the scripture that they may understand the scriptures.
啊 ，Darby 系咁讲嘅呢节圣经。
Darby phrase it like
that. 啊 ，He opened their understanding that they may understand the scriptures.
He opened their understanding so they may understand the scriptures.
系嘛？神开咗佢哋里边能够明白嘅心，叫佢哋能够明白圣经嘅话。
That Lord Jesus had opened their understanding from within. Therefore, they may understand the scriptures.
啊，所以啊，头先我哋第二首嘅诗歌，咁咧主要嗰首诗歌唔系我俾弟兄啊，佢自己揾嘅吓。第一首我俾佢啫。
Oh, I just like the second hymn that the brother had led us to sing. I did not give him the second one, only the first one.
啊，求主开我哋耳朵，叫我哋能听见。
Ask the Lord to open up our hearing, our ears, that we may hear.
求主开我嘅眼睛，叫我哋能够听见。
Ask the Lord,
睇见。
Open up our eyes that we may see.
啊，这个就是保罗在以弗所书上面的祷告。
This is a prayer of Paul in Ephesians.
啊，求主开我哋众人心里边嘅眼睛。
Ask the Lord to open up our inner eyes.
究竟咩嘢嘅态度能够叫主开我哋心里边嘅眼睛？
With what attitude that when we come to the Lord, that He may open up our inner eyes?
啊，主系乐意嘅，但系我哋要做我哋嗰部分。啊
，The Lord is very pleasing to do that, but we ought to fulfill our part.
啊，第一个例子就系所罗门，不为自己求什么，佢只系为神嘅旨意嚟求，神系悦纳。
First, it shall be like Solomon that we should not ask for things for ourselves, but ask for the Lord.
虽然系管理人民，但咧佢系管为神嘅国去管理神嘅民。
Although he is to oversee all the people, but however, he is doing it for the Lord, on the Lord's behalf.
啊，神话你系为咗管理我嘅民，咁啊，所以神喜悦佢。
God said, you are doing this for, on my behalf, for me.
玛利亚，上次我提过玛利亚。
Last time we mentioned about Mary.
啊，玛利亚已经拣选咗个上好嘅福分，系唔能够夺去嘅。
Mary had already chosen the better portion that no one shall take it away.
不能够夺去，证明咗佢系明白咗。
It is proven, evident that she understands.
啊，并且佢系持守咗。
And she has kept.
啊，你无论去到边度，啊，都述说呢个女人所作嘅。
Wherever you go, you shall preach what this woman has done.
啊，因为啊喺冇几耐之后，佢将玉瓶打破，高喺耶稣嘅身上。
Because later on, she had broken that alabaster jar.
啊，因为就系当佢听到之前，佢已经有一个良好嘅态度，就系佢愿意将自己摆上，佢不为自己啊求咩嘢。
Because prior to her listening from the Lord, she had this good attitude that she did not ask for anything for herself, but for the Lord's.
佢将佢储咗 一身嘅要结婚用嘅呢个极贵嘅膏油，浇喺主耶稣嘅身上，系预备主钉十字架用嘅。
What she had reserved, deposit all for her marriage, her whole life, she gave it all, committed to the Lord.
系主从启示里边俾佢知道啊，主要上十字架。纵然好多门徒听咗，但系里边唔明白。
She had received direct revelation from the Lord that he will go onto the cross, not like the disciples that they did not understand.
啊，就系因着佢一个喺主面前将自己奉献嘅一个态度，主将更多嘅嚟交过俾佢，叫佢能够得以明白。
She has such a consecrated heart and attitude, therefore the Lord rewarded her, gave her even more.
呢个就系我哋上次好简短咁讲过呢堂道。
In short, we had shared this last time.
啊，跟住要讲，要再交通落去啊。
To continue on.
啊，上次我哋好深层次去讲到呢个比喻嘅本身。这个比喻本身表面的意思里面的意思我们交通过明白啊。
Last time we explained in detail the meaning of the parable and also the hidden meaning as well.
啊，第三个意思就是那条锁匙是另外的，就是这个比喻里面第三个意思，就是那条锁匙。那条锁匙是什么呢？
And thirdly, there is this key. And what is this key?
啊，凡有耳的就应当听。
Those who have an ear to hear, let him hear.
啊，记得吗？
Do you remember?
上次个比喻呢，我哋讲过呢个凡有耳嘅就应当听啦，喺个比喻里边出现咗三次。
Yeah, we spoke of this parable last time. It appeared three times. He that has ears to hear, let him hear.
你们要留心怎样听。
Pay attention how you hear.
啊，有嘅还要加给他，没有嘅连他所有嘅都要夺去。
Those he has more shall be given to him. Those he does not have, even what he has shall be taken away.
啊，有咩嘢冇咩嘢。
What you have, what you don't have.
有耳仔。
Depends on the very ear.
啊，你有耳仔嘅。
If you have ears.
啊，就加俾佢。
Shall add more unto him.
冇耳仔听嘅。
If you have no ear.
凡佢以为佢所有嘅。都要攞埋去。
The person thinks that he has something, but shall be all taken away.
所以啊，呢成个比喻除咗本身嘅意思之外，呢个比喻俾我一条锁匙，就系怎样听，点样听。
Aside from this,
听到咩嘢
？From the meaning of this parable is also a key. It's about that ear.
好啦，咁既然我哋知道咗吓呢个比喻里边呢条锁匙，我又试下用呢条锁匙去开启。福音书里边话俾我哋听嘅其他比喻。
And if we are aware of such a key, let's try attempt to open up other parables with this key.
我一齐试下吓。
Let's try together.
咁你话福音书里边有好多比喻，我要开边个比喻咧
？And you say there are so many parables in the gospel books. Which one shall we attempt first?
有人话俾我哋听，我冇去数过啊，唔知大家有冇数过？有人话俾我哋听啊，四福音里边咧。所有嘅比喻咧，啊少嘅有三十几个，有啲人数到有五十几个吓。
I don't know if you've tried to count, but some counted and said there are 30 some of them, but there are some counted more, about 50 some of them.
咁多，我哋究竟去开边啲嘅比喻咧
？So many of them, which one shall we try?
我哋就从呢条锁匙嚟着手。
Maybe let's start with this key.
既然佢讲听，我哋就从听去着手。
If you think about talk about hearing, let's try that.
啊。凡有耳嘅就应当听。
He that has ears to hear, let him hear.
我哋尝试去福音书里边将所有凡有耳嘅就应当听嘅经文揾出嚟。
And then we search out the scripture that had that phrase, he that had ears to hear, let him hear.
我哋去睇下究竟同呢、这个啊凡有耳嘅就应当听嘅经文出现嘅时候咧，啊系咪同比喻有关嘅？
Let's look at this phrase, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. When it appears, how does it relate to?
是不是跟比喻有关的?
Is it all related to the parables?
如果我们去找出来跟比喻是没有关的,证明我们用这条锁匙开门开错了。这条锁匙不是了。
If it does not relate to the other parables, then it may not be the correct key.
但如果当我们去找了这些经文出来的时候,发觉所有嘅都系同比喻有关系嘅时候咧，我哋话我哋可能揾对咗啦。
But if such a key relates to all the other parables, then we know this is the right key.
好, 我们, 看看,
Let's look.
按那个, 我们开这个, 啊? 啊? 交叉, 是, 我找到了, 太小个, 啊, 是, 好, 啊, 我们, 啊, 圣经呢, 原来在这个福音书里面呢, 有, 啊, 8次, 讲到, 有耳的, 可听的, 就应当听。
In the Gospel books, 8 times he mentioned this phrase, he that has ears to hear, let him hear.
是7次加1次。
It's 7 plus 1.
啊, 为什么7次加1次呢?
Why do I say that?
啊, 有一次呢, 因为我读过会知道, 他说有古卷是这么记载的。
Because one mentioned that there is a manuscript that mentioned it.
Okay. 咁我哋呢而家呢唔係就咁睇完就算喎我哋係
so we did not just go through them
好快去逐個比喻逐一個出現嘅地方我哋去睇睇係咪同比喻有關嘅
we can quickly scan through them
好我哋第一次我哋一齊去睇馬太福音11章15節
book gospel book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 15
找到吗?
Have you found it?
有意可听的就应当听
He who has ears to hear, let him hear
上边是讲到什么呢?
What was the pretext?
上边是讲到天国里边 谁是最大,谁是最小
Speaking on the kingdom of heaven, who is greater?
讲到哪一个人呢? 是讲到以利亚
It was speaking about this character, Elijah
这个以利亚呢,就是旧约里边 以利亚主说你们如果能够相信的话这个施浸约翰就是要来的以利亚
Elijah, he says, if you are willing to receive this John the Baptist, is the Elijah who is to come?
所以以利亚本身也是一个比喻
So Elijah himself is also a parable
这个比喻是跟什么有关呢?
And what is this in reference to?
跟天国有关的
It's in reference to the kingdom of heaven.
好, 我们很快来看第二个地方。
Second.
马太福音13章第9节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 13 verse 9.
这个我们很熟了, 这个就是撒种的比喻。
It shall be very familiar, this is the parable of the sower.
这个肯定是跟比喻有关了。
Certainly, this is referred to the parable.
这个比喻又是跟什么的,
And what is this in reference to?
跟什么? 跟天国有关的。
And it's also in reference to the kingdom of heaven.
因为主说,天国奥秘只叫你们知道,不叫他们知道。
Because the kingdom of heaven, it is to be revealed to you, but not to them.
好,我们再来看马可福音第4章第9节。
Now the gospel of Mark chapter 4 verse 9.
有耳可听的, 就应当听
He that has ears to hear, let him hear
这个也是讲到撒种的比喻
And this is also speaking This is also come from the parable of the sower
在撒种的比喻里面呢 这里是讲到神的国 即是天国
Here speaking of the kingdom of God
好我们再来看4章23节
And same chapter, chapter 4, verse
23 就是刚才读过的
Have we read it earlier?
啊, 有耳可听的就应当听
If anyone has ears here, let him hear
上边是这个是不是讲比喻呢?
And is it speaking of a parable?
我们看看 他是讲到 人拿灯来放在床底下呢?
This is speaking of the light under the basket
灯放上来是叫人要明白的 不是隐藏的
And for there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed nor has anything been kept secret but it should come to light.
他是讲灯放在灯台上边, 不是摆在床下底, 这个表面的意思, 下边是不是有一个意思? 是有一个意思的。
And this is speaking of the lamp, the light, the lamp putting on the lampstand. Yes, this is the meaning beneath it.
这个亦都是跟天国有关, 亦都是一个比喻来的。
And this is also speaking of the kingdom of heavens, and this is a parable.
我们再看马可福音7章16节。
Continue Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verse 16.
马可福音啊，系咪七章呢、这个十六节啊？系啦，即系呢个咧就系话啊，有古卷啊，有如果你中文字咧就系、是、古卷嘅啊，有啲古卷系有嘅啊。
The Gospel of Mark chapter 7 verse 16. Some refer in the Chinese as a, this comes from the manuscript.
你哋英文圣经系咪全部有嘅？定系有啲有啲冇啊
？Not sure if all the English version mentioned that.
有冇人睇英文圣经喺呢度？有冇噶
？Read English.
冇嘅吓。啊，有啲系有嘅。好嘅，所以有啲圣经有啲圣经冇，所以我话七加一吓。
That's why I mentioned 7 plus 1 because not all of the Bible come from the same manuscript.
啊、凡有耳可听的就应当听，这个乃是在这个从里面出来的乃能污秽人的后边。
So if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. This comes after when the Lord speaks about those things that come from within our heart will defile、
这个呢、就是讲到、食物、食物能不能够污秽人、里边外边洗手洁净的礼能不能够污秽人。
Speaking of food, things that we take in, can it defile others?
啊，所以咧，外边系讲紧食物洁净嘅礼仪，主再进一步解释喺里边嘅一啲嘅污秽啊，所以呢个亦都一个比喻嚟嘅。
Speaking outwardly about the cleaning rituals, but it deeper, there's a deeper meaning about things from our heart can defile. So this is a parable.
再嚟要睇路加福音第八章第八节。
Continue in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, verse 8.
亦都系撒种嘅比喻。
This is also the parable of the sower.
有耳可听嘅就应当听。
He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
呢个系撒种嘅比喻，头先讲过啦，唔再讲啦。
The parable of the sower, we mentioned it, we're not going to repeat.
路加福音第十四章第三十五节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 14, verse 35.
有耳可听的最尾就应当听。
At the end, he who has ears to hear, let him hear.
这里是讲紧啲咩嘢呢？
And what is this in reference to?
呢度讲紧，如果你睇啊，由呢、这个啊十五节开始睇。
If you start from verse 15,
就讲紧啊，有人摆设筵席。
Speaking of one had a great supper，
佢唔系真系啊讲表面啊，下边层系讲主摆设筵席，系嘛？系比喻嚟嘅。
And of course, it is the Lord having a great supper, so it's a parable。
啊，讲紧啲人有啲咩反应
？Speaking of the responses of many who were invited，、
后边啊又再讲啊。一個人要、去起樓，要去打仗，佢、要點樣？佢係咪要計下數咧
？And later on mentions about this person who is to build, who is go to wage a warfare, and how is he going to assess it？
呢、這個唔係單係講表面嘅，係講緊主要揀選基督精兵係嘛
？This is not just outward, but it's speaking of Christ, to claim his soldiers。
跟住咧就講。鹽如果失咗味，有咩用呢
？And if the salt had lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned？
就係講到我哋信耶穌嘅人要作鹽作光，所以呢個亦都係一個比喻嚟嘅。
So speaking of us who is of the Lord to be that salt and light, so this is a parable。
第十五節開始嘅時候就講到在神國裏邊吃飯嘅有福了，呢個講到神嘅國。
In chapter 15, is speaking of those。Who are partake?
第十五节啊
，I'm sorry，
十五节。
Verse 15, when one of those who sat at the table with him, blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God。
系啦，嗱，我哋睇晒呢个八处嘅圣经。
We see these eight places of the scripture。
如果你唔熟圣经嘅话咧，翻去再睇，我今日冇时间逐个比喻详细同你讲。
If you're not familiar with the scripture, then go home and read it thoroughly. We just do not have enough time to
cover
everything. But we can draw a conclusion.
这条锁匙呢好像找对了。
This key, it is as if it's correct.
我们在这里所有得出来的经文它都是跟比喻有关的。
All the scripture that are listed here, they are in reference to parables.
有耳可凡出现亲有耳可听的就应当听呢 都係同比喻有關。
He that has ears to hear, let him hear. This phrase is all in reference to parables.
啊，並且咧，唔單止所有都同比喻有關，並且全部係同神嘅國或者係天國係有關嘅。
And it is also in reference to the kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God.
咁既然每一個比喻都有啊兩個嘅意思，我哋就想問喺咁多個比喻嘅裏面。究竟佢係咩意思？所以我哋明白咩事。
So if every parable have double meaning, then we want to ask, what is it the meaning that the theme that we like to draw out from here?
啊，如果有人同你講話咧，有時你啊聽咗嘅話聽唔到嚇。
If you someone speaking to you, you may hear it, you may not hear it.
啊，你好似。人哋講咗，但你冇聽到。
Someone has said it, but you just did not quite receive it.
而家我哋喺啊 Napa Sonoma 嗰度咧，仲燒緊嘅。
We know the great fire is ongoing at Napa Sonoma.
你知道喺啊發生大火嗰晚，突然間反火勢好大，啲消防員咧要喺每條街上邊廣播大聲叫，叫使啲人走啊，快啲走啊。
You know the night that the fire started, all the firefighters was loudspeaker just telling everyone to get out.
好緊要嘅事。
This is a tremendous urgency.
啊，有啲掛住瞓覺啊。
Some they're asleep.
啊，冇醒到。
They did not, they were not awake.
或者有啲聽咗，覺得唔係啩。
Some heard it, but maybe not. They have a doubt.
啊，冇按著聽到嘅嚟到行動。
They did not respond according to what they heard.
嗰啲全部燒死曬。
And those they were all burned to death.
咁究竟主喺度同我哋讲咗几多次，有意可听嘅就应当听啦。
So how many times that the Lord had said to us, "He that has ears to hear, let him hear"?
我哋好似睇见有八次。
Here we see 8.
啊，其实大家熟悉启示录嘅，知道启示录有好多次都系讲圣灵向教会所说嘅话，凡有意嘅就应当听。
And?Those who know the scripture, know of revelation, that the Spirit says to the churches, that he had ear, let him hear.
啊，究竟喺启示录里边讲咗几多次
？And how many times it appears in the book of Revelation?
凡有耳可听嘅就应当听。
He that has ears, let him hear.
有冇人想试下
？Who want to try?
你唔好查手机啊
！Don't look at your phone.
有几多次啊？啊，七次。OK， 我话俾你听系八次。
I want to tell you there are 8 times.
啊，有七次系向教会讲嘅。
7 is to the 7 churches.
啊，仲有一次咧系啊，唔系喺第二章、第三章里边讲嘅。
There's another time that is besides chapter 2 and 3.
啊，呢个唔系巧合嚟嘅，弟兄姊妹。
That is not a coincidence, brothers and sisters.
喺福音书里边讲咗八次。
In the book of the gospel, 8 times.
喺启示录里边讲咗八次。
In the book of Revelation, another 8 times.
好似一个嘅啊。book end 啊啊书咩啊书咗系咪叫书咗啊
？Like the book ends
啊，咁两边就夹住。
The pair one on each side to secure it
啊，从福音书新约起头，
Starting,
凡有耳朵听嘅就应当听。
Starting from the gospel books and beginning of New Testament, the he that had ears let him hear。
去到启示录圣经里边最后嘅一卷，凡有耳可听嘅就应当听。
To the last book of the Bible, Revelation. He that has ears, let him hear.
喺啊福音书里边，所有嘅呢句话都系主耶稣讲嘅。
And in the gospel books, these words are uttered forth by our Lord Himself.
喺启示录里边，都系呢位主耶稣藉着圣灵向教会讲嘅。
And in the book of Revelation, it is also our Lord spoken forth to the church through the Spirit.
啊，点解要用比喻呢？第一层嘅意思喺福音书里边好容易显明。
Why we spoken through parables? Because it is clearly easily revealed in the gospel books.
啊，因为喺福音书里边系向住所有人讲嘅，唔单系向教会讲。
Because in the gospel books, the audience is everyone. Everyone.
啊，嚟到启示录嘅时候。
But on to Revelation.
啊，呢、这个嘅啊历世历代隐藏奥秘要打开。
Under the book of the Revelation, that this mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages now is revealed.
啊，我哋好感恩啊，我哋活喺啊呢个时代嘅末了。
We are so grateful that we are living in the end of the ages.
呢个天国即将破晓。
This kingdom of heaven shall be revealed to us.
啊，启示录里边讲到七个教会嘅情况，当初喺使徒嘅时候，佢哋未必一定能够明白。
In the book of the Revelation, revealed to us the seven churches. Maybe the apostles at the time did not quite fully understand.
啊，但系当我哋活到今天，睇翻二千年教会发展嘅历史嘅时候，我哋就能够明白一啲。
But from our perspective, now we look back the 2,000 years prior to us, we shall understand.
啊，所以个结果就喺启示录嘅里边。
So therefore, the fruit,
the
end is.Review in Revelation, the book of Revelation.
啊，天国嘅组织嘅成分，一个好紧要嘅就系教会嘅出现，系嘛
？And the component, the main substance of the kingdom of heaven, it is the church.
啊，教会系其中一个好紧要嘅成分。
And the church is a key component.
喺呢个比喻里边咧，好多咧系讲到呢、这个啊。教会啊嘅发展啊，经过历史。
In this parable, it many times it reference to the development of the church.
啊，还有咧喺今日嘅题目咧，中文系一样嘅，同两个月之前系一样嘅。凡有耳可听嘅就应当听。
And just like this morning's topic, which is the same as 2 months ago, he that has ears to hear, let him hear.
啊，但系咧英文又唔一样。
However,English translation it is different.
喺福音书里边，凡有耳朵 ，s 众数嘅可听嘅就应当听。
In the gospel books, it mentioned he that had ears multiple, to hear, let him hear.
去到启示录嘅时候咧，凡有耳朵系单数嘅。
And in Revelation, he that has ear to hear is a singular ear.
啊，就应当听。
That he shall hear.
圣灵向教会所说嘅话系咁讲嘅。
A spirit spoke, that's the word spoken through the spirit to the churches.
为什么去到启示录里面是单数呢?
Why is a singular year in the book of Revelation?
啊，因为向所有人讲的时候，用两只耳朵来听，希望你能够入到里面，能够明白。
Because when the Lord spoke to the multitude, use 2 years to hear, that hopefully you shall retain something.
啊，但是当主对教会讲的时候，啊，主是开我们心里面的眼睛，叫我们是能够明白的。所以是向着我们里面的耳朵来讲的。
When the Lord spoke to the churches, he wants our inner eye to be open, inner ears, that we may hear, singular.
所以我是里面的耳朵。
This is the inner ear.
那么这个听呢、在、福音书里面、主讲了、凡有耳朵的就应当听，讲完就完了的了。
And in the gospel books, when the Lord spoke the parables, he that had ears, let him hear, and that was the end.
啊，但喺启示录嘅里边咧
，However, in the book of Revelation,
啊，就系讲到不信嘅就要点，如果你唔悔改嘅，你就要点。
He's speaking about those who overcome, and this will come about, and those who will not repent, and then this shall come about.
系咪啊？比喺福音书里边讲咗，未有咁呢个。而家去到启示录啊，唔系啦，讲埋俾你听，你要听，你而家听喺心嘅里边，你要得胜或者你要失败。
And there were no follow up on the gospel books. However, in Revelation, there are consequences. If you overcome, then this happen. If you will not repent, then this will happen.
所以呢个听啊，系从开始一直到末了都要听。
Therefore, this hearing starts from the beginning.All the way through to the very end.
我哋咧就试下咁样样，好唔好？再继续进一步去开，未完嘅喎。我又继续进一步去开呢啲嘅比喻。
Let's take a further step to continue to open up some of the parables.
啊，呢啲啊福音书里边嘅比喻，究竟同启示录主七次同教会啊讲，凡有耳就应当听，究竟有冇关系？佢哋系咪一对一对嘅？
How are these parables in the gospel books in relationship to the calling that the Lord called to the church, seven churches in the Revelation, can you pair them up?
啊，如果佢哋系我哋发现佢哋一对一对嘅时候咧，我哋就知道除咗啊喺福音书里边比喻嘅意思之外咧，原来启示录里边向住七个教会讲嘅话咧，原来系解释呢七个比福音书里边呢七个比喻嘅。
If you see that you could pair them up, then you see that the meaning in the calling to the seven churches, then you can apply that to the parables in the gospel book.
试下系去睇下。
Let's take a look.
我哋先睇下，我觉得呢个系一对嚟嘅。
I see this is a pair.
讲呢个先 ，OK。
Yes, let's try this one first.
啊，以弗所教会，我哋睇一睇启示录，我哋按住次序睇。
In sequence, let's start with the Church of Ephesus.
第二章第七节。
Chapter 2, verse 7.
我哋今日冇一个企图或者时间去好充分解释晒，不过我想点指俾大家睇，佢哋点解系一对一对。
It's not our intention today to go through in depth of all these parables and calling to the churches. However, we just want to see if they pair up, if you're able to pair them up.
在比以弗所书的比以弗所教会的警告里面，由第一节去到第七节。
In the warning the Lord given to the Church of Ephesus from verse 1 through 7 in chapter 2, book of Revelation.
就来到对比他和马可福音七章十六节。
Let's compare that to Gospel book of Mark chapter 7 verse 16.
我们看下马可福音七章是讲，刚才我去过一次了，我们再回来看七章十六节。
Let's revisit that, chapter 7, verse 16, the Gospel of Mark.
我看看它有什么一样。
What is this that is similar?
以弗所教会所受的责备，最大的就是它离开了起初的爱心。
The greatest rebuke to the Church of Ephesus is that they have left the first love.
我们交通过什么叫做起初的爱。
We spoke about this topic. What does it mean by the first love?
就是没有将主放在首位。
That you, we did not put the Lord as preeminence.
主怎样经过十字架，我们都应当走十字架道路。
How the Lord went through this pathway of the cross that we also shall follow on.
离开了十字架的道路去跟随主呢？
Aside from this pathway of the cross, in order to follow the Lord,
因为你必须爱主，你才愿意走十字架道路。
Only when you love the Lord, you shall walk this way.
所有从起初的爱里边出来的，才有外边起初的行为。
Everything that derived from the first love, therefore, our
first work.
The first work shall be able to carry it out. It comes from, derived from the first love.
所有的起初的行为是从起初的爱出来的。
All of the first works, they all derive from, comes from the first love.
如果没有了起初的爱呢，你不会有起初的行为。
Without first love, we will not have first
love. 所以主叫以弗所教会要悔改。
Therefore, the Lord called unto the church Ephesus to repent.
你要行起初所行的事。
You shall do the first works.
所以说你要恢复起初的爱，你才能够有起初的事。
Therefore, you shall recover the first love in order to have the first works.
起初的爱是里边的。
First work, first love is within.
起初行，所有的行为是外边的。
And then first work is outward.
如果冇咗里边起初嘅爱咧，你就只剩低外边嘅行为。
Without the first love within, what is left is the first works outwardly.
所有外边嘅行为咧，慢慢咧你就会变成咩啊？人嘅遗传。
First works outwardly remained. That means the ritual traditions of men.
我哋嚟要睇呢个马可福音七章呢个系讲紧咩嘢
？When we come to Mark, book of Mark chapter 7, what is he speaking about?
好似相反嘅，呢度係相反。呢度講緊啊洗手嘅啊禮儀。
Speaking of the cleaning of the hands, the rituals.
嗯，啊講緊孝敬父母。
Speaking of honoring your parents.
嗯，佢哋咧係啊主耶穌就講到咩啊？女唯有喺裏邊出嚟嘅能夠污穢人。
Only those that come from within shall defile.
係嘛？呢度係講緊裏邊外邊。
Speaking of the things that come from within and the things that we do outwardly.
在这个同以弗所教会讲的也都是里边外边。
And it says, shares the same principle of the, what the Lord spoke to the church of Ephesus. Inside and outside.
在马可福音里边讲的是你做的污糟的是里边能够叫你外边污糟。
When he's speaking of the Gospel of Mark, he speaks about what is inside.
外面入去的不可以污穢人，从里边的出来才能够污穢人，里边的能够叫人污穢。
Those the things that are within can defile outward, but the outward things cannot defile within.
来到以弗所书就告诉你，你里边的爱能够叫外边起错行为，有起错行为，起错里边起错爱，能够叫外边有起错行为。
In Ephesus, he speak about the first love, cause you to a first works, but not the other way around.
以弗所教会作了很多的事。
The Church of Ephesus, they did many things.
我知道你们的行为，你们的劳碌。
I know of your labor and your works.
在这个这章圣经里面呢，亦都讲到喺马可福音呢个圣经，你哋亦都作咗咩啊？还作咗好多这样嘅事。第七章十三节。
Chapter seven verse thirteen in the book of Mark, that you did many other such things as well that you do。
嗯。并且喺呢段圣经嘅里边咧，主耶稣同佢哋讲，你哋还不明白么？你哋要听我嘅话，十四节，你哋要听我嘅话，亦都要明白。
And in verse 14, same chapter, hear me, everyone, and understand.
既然这个撒种的比喻是一条的锁匙。
If this parable of the sower is a key.
这个撒种的比喻呢，很多的原则呢，都出现在启示录向教会讲话的里面。
And this principle is revealed in in all the callings that the Spirit spoke to the churches in Revelation.
撒种比喻里面叫我们要明白。
In the parable of the sower, want us to understand.
喺呢个礼上污秽嘅比喻里边，要讲到你哋要听，要听，要明白。
In the parable defilement come from within. It want us to hear and understand as well.
咁我哋俾我哋主耶稣话，既然就讲呢个比喻吓，而家揭出嚟啊，好紧要，你哋要听。咁我哋究竟听咩嘢？我哋又读紧以弗所书，系咪
？So now the Lord has revealed this to us. We ought to hear. This is so important. Now we are reading the book of Ephesians. What shall we hear?
我哋都认识到咩叫做唔好离初离开嗰个起初嘅爱。
We understand what it means by do not depart from the first love.
呢个走十字架道路喺以弗所书里边系讲系点样样理解咧
？And how shall you understand this?In light of the book of Ephesians,
我哋要同众圣徒一同去明白主嘅爱有何等嘅长阔高深。
That we shall understand with the saints what is the great height and depth of the love of the Lord.
我哋要喺基督嘅里边，叫我哋嘅爱心有根有基啊。
That in Christ, that our love shall be deeply rooted.
即是说呢我们要爱神所爱的。
Therefore, we shall love whom God loves.
并且呢不是我们自己与神神与我。
It's not just you and God and God and you.
并且是我与众肢体。
And it is me with all the members, all the saints.
所以去到以弗所书的第四章第五章就讲到什么身体肢体。
When you go to the book of Ephesians chapter 4, chapter 5, it's speaking of the members, the body.
Just 讲到合一.
It's speaking of unity.
不可能只是我和主的.
it is impossible if it's just me and the Lord. It is also myself and my fellow members. The Lord loves the church. The Lord loves unity. We also ought to love our fellow members, fellow saints. We cannot say, oh, I just ignore all the members, just me and God is suffice. We cannot say to our brother and sister, I don't need you. In this service, no need for you. In this meeting, I don't need you. I don't need you to come to this meeting. So this is not the heart of God. We have to understand the Lord's heart. The Lord desires us to be one. And there is also this other principle in here. And this principle reveals in the parable of the sower, also are in the book of Revelation as well. And this principle is death. It is the pathway of the cross. Because the parable, the sower, that seed had to go through death and will come forth and bear fruit. In the church of Ephesus, their problem, how shall they left their first love? Because they were calculating. Therefore, they left the first love. Because in order to capture this first love, you have to let go so many things.
人若爱自己的父母、妻儿、子女，不配作我过于爱主的，不配作我的门徒。Anyone
love their parents, their wife, their sons and daughters more than they love me, are not worthy to be my disciple.
负着泥往后看的，不配作我的门徒。And
those who plow and look back shall not be worthy of my following me.
换句话来讲，就是不肯舍己。
In other words, those who refuse cannot deny themselves.
不肯走十字架的道路,
are not willing to follow on this pathway of the cross.
不肯死,又如何能活呢?
Not willing to die. How shall we live?
怎能够有起初的事行为活出来呢?
How shall we have the first works lived out?
没了里边的爱,外边的好像保持一样,但那些是死的,不是活的。
Without the first love, everything outward is but dead.
那些就变成是一些人的遗传,外边的教训。
It became the teachings of men and outward traditions.
好了,我们要看第二对。
Second.
士妹拿教会。
Smyrna.
第二章第十一节。
Chapter 2, Book of Revelation, verse 11.
士妹拿教会,我们知道一个受苦的教会,患难的教会。
We know this is Smyrna is a church of suffer persecution.
主怎么启示他自己呢? 我是那个死过又活过的。
How did the Lord reveal himself? He said, the Lord said, these things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life.
他们,魔鬼要被试炼他们。
Satan will put them in trial.
你们要至死忠心。
But you shall be faithful unto death.
我们来看马太福音第11章,这个比喻。
Go to the book of Matthew, chapter 11.
这里是讲以利亚。
Verse 15, speaking of Elijah.
11章的第二节。
Chapter 11, verse 2. This John the Baptist And how was he?
Where?
Where was he?
在监里边。
He was in prison.
啊，使比士每拿教会啊，亦都话啊，佢要撒旦吓魔鬼要将你哋下喺监里边。
Smyrna, worse to the churches is that, to this church is that the devil will throw some of you into prison.
主耶稣启示佢自己话佢系边位咧？佢系死过。
And the Lord revealed himself as the one who was dead, but came to life.
And how
about these two Elijah?
就是旧约里边的以利亚，同埋新约里边呢个预言中要嚟嘅以利亚施浸约翰。
The Elijah in Old Testament and the one in the prophecy, John the Baptist.
旧约里边嘅以利亚系咩啊？冇经过死嘅。
In the Old Testament,Elijah did not go through death.
是永活的。
He was alive.
到了新約的這個以利亞，這個施浸約翰呢？
How about the New Testament, John the Baptist?
他是死的。
He went through death.
他是怎樣死的？
How did he die?
他是被這個希律斬首的。
Oh, he was beheaded by King Herod.
主耶穌曾經說這個希律是什麼？老狐狸。
Oh, King Herod was a fox referred to by the Lord.
所以咧，這個希律咧亦都可講，就是以弗所，就是這個士滿拿教會講嘅這個魔鬼撒旦嚇。
He is referred to in the Church of Smyrna is Satan, the devil.
我哋嘅主係點樣死嘅咧？喺十字架上面死嘅。
When we know the Lord was crucified on the cross.
施浸約翰咧。不是病死，不是好死的，是个殉道死的。
John the Baptist, he was a martyr.
他是什么？至死忠心。
And he was faithful unto death.
在当初福音书里面是向着以利亚一个人讲的。
In the book of the Gospel, 指
着以利亚一个人讲的。
This is revealed.
要受苦是指着这个施浸约翰一个人讲的。
This parable, the suffering is referred only to John the Baptist, this Elijah.
嚟到启示录系向着整个教会讲嘅。
But however, in the book of Revelation, is through to the whole church.
喺旧约里边嘅以利亚行咗好多神迹。
In the Old Testament, Elijah did much miracles.
嚟到新约里边呢个施浸约翰一件神迹都冇行过。
In the New Testament, John the Baptist did not do any miracle.
佢点解能够成为预表里边嘅以利亚
？How did he come about to be this type of Elijah？
因为圣经话俾我哋听
，because the word tell us，
话俾我听呢个施浸约翰
，this John the Baptist，
佢有以利亚嘅心智同埋能力
，he has the heart and the power of Elijah。
系。咁你話有心有心智，我哋能夠明白啊。佢冇能力喎，佢有咩能力咧
？He comes in the spirit and power of Elijah。
佢一件神蹟都冇行過。
There is not one miracle conducted by him。
但你知道最大能力係咩嘢
？But we know what is the greatest strength and power。
最大嘅能力係唔怕死亡復活嘅能力。
It is the power of resurrection。He was faithful unto death。
至死忠心。
He was faithful unto death。
佢有。以利亚的心智和能力，所以来到启示录要求整个教会都要有这样的心智。
He shares the spirit and power of Elijah, therefore come to the book of Revelation, the Lord asks of such.
昨天才看到一段新闻，有个好像是宣教士在被救回出来，加拿大的。
You saw some news yesterday, there are missionary from Canada, Rescue
喺阿富汗塔利班啲请五年啦出翻嚟。
After 5 years in Afghanistan, captured by the Taliban。
仲有咧，呢个以利亚咧系咩啊？为主预备合用嘅百姓。
And this Elijah is to prepare a way, pave way for people that fit for the Lord。
佢叫为父嘅心转向儿女，叫悖逆嘅人转从智慧嘅转从义人嘅智慧。又為主預備合用的百姓，路加福音一章十七節，唔使見啊。
Gospel of Luke chapter 1:17 is prepared people turn the heart of the father to the son and the disobedient to become obedient。
所以藉著以利亞好似一粒麥子 落喺地上边死咗，就结出好多麦子出嚟，就系士母拿教会。
Therefore, through Elijah, one, a grain of wheat had died to the ground, but bear much fruit unto this church of Smyrna.
佢喺嗰度为主预备合众嘅百姓，就系你同埋我。
That he was there alone to prepare a people fit for the Lord. It is that you and me are that people.
本来预备咗七个教会嘅。
I had prepared speak of seven churches.
啊，但系冇时间啦。
I'm running out of time.
主人愿意下次我哋最后机会交通嘅时候，继续同大家交通落去。
If the Lord is willing, we'll continue to share.
你亦都可以喺段时间攞支锁匙，自己试下去开下，或者开咗俾我更多嘅吓。
And I ask you to try that key yourself.
好似去开啲 treasure box 一样啊，你发觉哎好丰富嘅。
And you will find much abundance.
好嘛？好啊！求主怜悯我哋，我哋有啲嘢祷告。
Lord, do you have mercy on us.
哦，主啊，好多事，主啊，你叫我哋嚟到你跟随。哦，主啊，你波亚斯啊，田里执物水。
Lord, many times you come, want us to follow and to go to the field of Boaz to glean.
啊，我哋以为按着我哋努力，我哋就执到几多。
According to our own effort, we try to glean as much as we can.
是主自己的恩典。
But Lord, it is all your grace.
将更多的禾菌留在地上边俾我哋。
To leave all the sheaves, you left it there for us to pick.
开我哋的耳朵。
Lord, open our ears.
开我哋的眼睛。
Open also our eyes.
叫我哋能够得以明白。
That we may understand.
并且叫我哋愿意走呢条十字架的道路。
More importantly, we are willing to walk this way of the cross.
我哋唔能够忘记呢位系我哋主喺地上边一直讲到我哋主翻嚟审判教会嘅时候，一直嚟要讲。
We cannot neglect. This is what you started speaking all the way when you're here, all the way until the end when you return.
开始讲七次、八次，再末了又讲七次、八次。
Beginning, you speak seven plus one, and at the end, seven and one.
并且一对一对嘅，就每人讲两次。
Lord, you also pair them up. You speak to us twice.
主啊，叫我哋心里边要苏醒，我哋要听。
So our hearts shall be awakened. We shall hear.
并且要有行动。
And to act.
要持守。
To keep.
要走十架道路。
To walk this way of the cross.
要活出嚟。
To live it out.
求主怜悯我哋。
Lord, have mercy on us.
知道呢个唔系人所能作嘅工。
Know that this is not what man can do.
系圣灵要作嘅工。
This is what the Spirit will do.
人嘅话有尽头。
Man's word had an end.
但是圣灵能够在人里面讲那些讲不尽的话。
But the Holy Spirit will continue in our heart to continue.
愿主祝福你自己的话语。
Lord, bless your own words.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.